Good Wednesday morning, my friends, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we share a few minutes together at the beginning of this day in God's Word. Today we are in Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 18. In today's reading, Paul reminds the Colossians to be persistent in prayer, and he encourages them to treat non-believers in a way that demonstrates Christian love. He concludes the letter with personal greetings to the community of believers. And God's guiding word for us as we continue through this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading Colossians chapter 4, beginning with verse 2. Be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. At the same time, pray also for us, so that God will give us a good opportunity to preach his message about the secret of Christ, for that is why I am now in prison. Pray then that I may speak as I should in such a way as to make it clear. Be wise in the ways that you act towards those who are not believers, making good use of every opportunity you have. Your speech should always be pleasant and interesting, and you should know how to give the right answer to everyone. Our dear friend Tychicus, who is a faithful worker and a fellow servant in the Lord's work, will give you all the news about me. That is why I am sending him to you in order to cheer you up by telling you how all of us are getting along. With him goes Onesimus, that dear friend and faithful friend who belongs to your group, and they will tell you everything that is happening here. Aristarchus, who is in prison with me, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have already received instructions to welcome Mark if he comes your way. Joshua, also called Justice, sends greetings too. These three are the only Jewish believers who work with me for the kingdom of God, and they have been a great help to me. Greetings from Epaphras, another member of your group and a servant of Christ Jesus. He always prays fervently for you, asking God to make you stand firm as mature and fully convinced Christians in complete obedience to God's will. I can personally testify to his hard work for you and for the people of Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, our dear doctor, and Demas send you their greetings. Give our best wishes to the believers in Laodicea and Nympha and the church that meets in her house. And after you read this letter, make sure that it is read also in the church at Laodicea. At the same time, you are to read the letter that the believers in Laodicea will send you, and tell Archippus that to be sure to finish the task you were given in the Lord's service. With my own hand I write this, greetings from Paul. Do not forget my chains. May God's grace be with you. And today's key verse is Colossians 4:2, where Paul writes, be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. Amen. And again, it's interesting that Paul is using this word persistent. I can think of a lot of other words that he might use to describe what our prayer life should be, but here he uses a word that means just like a little dog gets a hold of a bone and will not let loose of it. That's how we need to be in our prayer life, that we hang in there claiming and clinging to those promises of God's word until God comes through for us. Amen. And then also the admonition in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 is not only to be persistent in prayer, but to keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. Because you know what? God's going to hear those prayers, and God's going to answer those prayers. And it's important for us to keep alert so that when he does answer those prayers, oh my, what a mighty testimony that gives, not only among the believers, but also among the unbelievers, God's faithfulness to his children. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Holy God, I praise and thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. Help me to be persistent in prayer and draw me close to you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 through 20, where John the Baptist prepares the way for Jesus. And so, until the next time we meet, beloved, may God's richest blessings be yours.